Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
Today we celebrate this Mass on this first Saturday of May in honor of Our Lady under the title of Fountain of Light and Life. And this is really interesting in today's Gospel, where our Lord affirms that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father. Now, the Father is the eternal source, eternal fountain, so to speak, of the Son, right? There's the eternal generation of the Son from the Father. This is what we profess in the Creed. This is what Christians believe. But we can say that in time, with regard to Christ's human nature, that Our Lady is that fountain, right? She is the one who gave Christ his human nature, and for this reason, she is honored under this title, Fountain of Light and Life. And who is the light? The light, of course, is Jesus Christ. This is what is affirmed in St. John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 12, when our Lord says, I am the light of the world. So our Lord is the light of the world. And he is also the life of the world. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So Christ is the light, and he is the life. And Our Lady is the fountain by the will of God, right? Not that it necessarily had to be this way, but it is the will of the Father that Our Lady be this fountain of light and life. And this title, which is one of the masses, one of the votive masses that can be celebrated in honor of Our Lady during Easter time, works perfect for this first Saturday in May, because it was during the first apparition, May 13th, 1917, the first apparition of Our Lady at Fatima, that this took place. As Sister Lucia writes in her memoirs, she says, Our Lady opened her hands for the first time, communicating to us a light so intense that as it streamed from her hands, its rays penetrated our hearts and the innermost depths of our souls, making us see ourselves in God, who was that light, more clearly than we see ourselves in the best of mirrors. Right? So it's like in this apparition of Our Lady, she really is demonstrating how she is a fountain for the light of God. Remember that the book of Revelation says that Our Lady, St. John, saw the woman clothed with the sun. Right? And the sun being an image of God himself, of the divinity. And so Our Lady, as the mediatrix of all graces, is communicating, okay, this divine light to the three children at Fatima. Now, the children go on to comment about this event that took place in that first apparition. Saint Francisco, he said, I loved seeing the angel, right? There were angelic apparitions at Fatima, those that preceded the coming of Our Lady. But I loved still more seeing Our Lady. So the angelic apparition brought him great joy, of course. And more so Our Lady, who is Queen of the Angels. And then what does he say? What I loved most of all was to see our Lord in that light from Our Lady, which penetrated our hearts. Most of all, he loved our Lord in that light. And that makes sense too. You see how Our Lady here is one who draws us to her Son, who brings us to God. This is what she wants for all of her children. She's not an obstacle to approaching God, but she is a mediatrix. Sister Lucia writes, Francisco was deeply impressed by the light which, as I related in the second account, Our Lady communicated to us at that moment when she said, "My Immaculate Heart will be your refuge and the way which will lead you to God." At the time, he did not seem to grasp the significance of what was happening, perhaps because it was not given to him to hear the accompanying words. For this reason, he asked later on, "Why did Our Lady have a heart in her hand, spreading out over the world that great light which is God?" You see that? So Our Lady's heart, our refuge in the way which leads us to God. And it is from her Immaculate Heart that she is mediating graces, spreading out throughout the world to lead souls to God. And then there's another quote which talks about the greatness of this apparition and the event that took place. And they're commenting on the people who were around at the time of the apparition, in that they understood the message that Our Lady wanted them to pray the rosary and that she wanted Sister Lucia to read. But much more so would they rejoice had they known about the light. So, from again Sister Lucia's diary, quote, "These people are so happy just because you told them that Our Lady wants the rosary said, and that you are to learn to read. How would they feel if they only knew what she showed to us in God, in her Immaculate Heart, in that great light? But this is a secret. It must not be spoken about. It's better that no one should know it." And so, thankfully, Divine Providence, through Sister Lucia's bishop, didn't want it to remain a secret, but wanted it to be revealed to all of us. And so we have the knowledge of what took place to the three children at Fatima, and the light that came from Our Lady's hands and from her Immaculate Heart, and how it is through our Blessed Mother that we can be drawn closer to God, closer to Christ, her Son, who is the light and life of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.